Now we're talking to Meadville boys coach Drew Nyer, and you've got a couple seniors on the dream team this year. Dominic Gannon's the first one. Start with him and tell us a little bit about his game he plays.
You know, Dominic's a great kid, hardworking guy, does about everything that we need a guy to do. He's always defending one of the other team's best players, and he leads us in offense, in points per game, leads us in rebound, leads us in about all those statistical categories, you know, that you look for in your leader. And above all else, when it comes to crunch time, we put the ball in his hands, and he usually makes great decisions, either getting to the basket himself or creating good looks for his teammates.
Talk about his role in the locker room as a leader.
He's kind of the guy that steps up whenever we need, like I said, whenever we need something, the guys kind of look to him, and he's willing to bear that load. He sets a high standard in practice every day. And, you know, him and Parker both, they do a great job of, letting the younger guys and teaching the younger guys what the expectation level is and what the standard is here at Meadville.
All right, can you tell us a little bit about the year that Parker Burton had?
Yeah, Parker had a great year. He's kind of a kid who does a lot of the unnoticeable things for us over the years. This year he's kind of starting to step up and get noticed for those things he's doing by people around the area. He's a very explosive athlete, and he can get to the bucket. And then this year he's really gotten better with finishing, and his ability to create team for his teammates gives us two people on the perimeter that can really attack the basket and create for their teammates. So with him being able to do that this year, that stepped up big time for us. And like I said, defensively, he's always willing to step up and guard somebody that's one of the other team's best players and really help us to do what we want to do defensively.
All right, do you know what either one of these kids plan to do after high school?
Dominic is going to further his education at a college somewhere, I know for sure. He's talking about playing basketball at the next level. We've had a couple of couple of talks with coaches, and they've got some workouts scheduled for him to go some places to look to play, and I would imagine Parker will continue his education at the college level as well.